Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of
bed. Welcome back, 17 of the hour, 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Meyer's here. He always makes us smarter when he joins us. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth books, two books I absolutely encourage you to check out. Meyer Group, right, Peter? MEYERGRP.com?
Exactly right. MEYERGRP.com.
And tell us, give us a little bit of a thumbnail of what you do when you work with your customers.
Mostly what I do is ask them really good questions and help them grow their businesses. And so if you wanted to grow your business more quickly and with less effort, then you might go to that website, MEYERGRP.com, and look at some of the articles, because that's really what it's all about. And the blog has got specific recommendations on how to do that.
Outstanding stuff, folks, and I do encourage you to go there, as always, and you'll thank me later. Okay, Peter, so let's talk about those questions. We want, because if you this you mentioned growth. One of the things that I've been trying to drill into my audience for all these years now is growth for its own sake is a loser. If you're going to grow your business, you need to know why you're growing. And if I were going to ask, of all the things that people do in their small businesses, the one thing I'm going to ask more questions about than anything is on the concept, the topic of growth. What do you think?
I think that you're hitting a really important point. When people come to me and say that they want our company to help their company grow, I'll say, so what you want is more growth. And then I'll say, how do you want to measure that growth? And most of the time, that's a really long conversation, because people don't want to just measure growth in terms of revenue. They want to measure growth in a whole variety of ways. But just stopping to have the conversation is learning for them, and of course, for us. So when they learn by answering the question, how do I want to measure growth, then they're learning how to tailor their energy applied, their money applied, their time applied, and their people applied, how to tailor their resources so that they're not wasting resources while growing.
But before the measurement, Peter, isn't in small business, and this is where I think small business is different from big business, isn't in a small business, before a small business owner contemplates and starts to execute growth, don't they need to do what you talked about in the beginning? Not just learn about stuff, but learn about themselves. Learn about why they learn, and ask themselves, you know, never mind how I'm going to measure it, but why do I want to grow?
An excellent point. And what you've just done is gone back to the conversation with which we started, which is that you balance, you constantly do both of, I need to learn the facts, I need to learn how to learn. And the more I learn how to learn, the better I get at learning, the better I get at cooking, the better I get at growing my business, the better I get at buying, and the better I get at helping the people who are with me learn more and want to be with me.
Because a lot of people, I believe, incorrectly assume that all growth is good. That if you grow, it will be a good thing for you, and I think that's a presumption you should not make. Until you've asked yourself these questions, until you put yourself through the process that you've been describing today.
All of us have seen businesses where things grew and became malignant and useless to the business, and had to be excised out. And you can either make the choice to foster that kind of growth, or to understand in advance what kind of growth you actually want. And in the age of the customer has to be part of that conversation.
That's right. Yeah, well, they're going to lead the conversation. But that comes back to, you know, I just think that Folks, when you do this process Peter's talking about growth, I'm not trying to tell you you're going to decide not to grow. I'm just going to say that I think you'll have a better understanding about what it's going to take, what it's going to cost you, the price you're going to pay, and even if it's going to cost you something you're uncomfortable with, if you want to grow, now you know that's what you're going to have to deal with. Last thoughts, Peter.
I think my last thoughts would be to say that, it's a quote from somebody else, but leadership or good selling, leadership is about making people like themselves when they're in your presence.
I like that. Say that again.
Leadership or good selling is about making people like themselves when they're in your presence.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Peter, thanks again for being here. It's always a pleasure
Thank
to have
you, very
you here.
Much.
Come back soon.
Will do.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.